Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're looking at the state of things in the main opposition, Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC party, as it is popularly known. The party is led by Nelson Chamisa, and we will be looking at the going on in the party without rose-tinted glasses. But first, the Israel-Hamas war has upended the lives of foreign health workers at medical facilities in Gaza, among them Indonesians at the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza. VOA's Yuni Salim has more.
Tigri Rofiul Haq is among three Indonesian humanitarian volunteers at the Indonesian hospital in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza Strip, who had to be evacuated to Khan Yunis in southern Gaza in late November.
Pada proses evakuasi itu benar-benar sangat mengerikan sekali, di mana bus ini yang hanya bisa menampung 50 orang.
The evacuation was very frightening. This bus that had a capacity of 50 passengers had to carry 120 to 150 people. We were all cramped inside, including wounded patients. By the end of the journey, we all thought the patient next to me had died because he was so still.
After Hamas attacked southern Israel on October 7, the three Indonesian volunteers remained in North Gaza through much of the fighting between Israeli troops and the Palestinian group, a U.S.-designated foreign terrorist organization. At the start of Israel airstrikes, a missile struck a hospital vehicle, killing a Palestinian driver. A larger attack occurred on November 20th, killing a dozen people and prompting the hospital to cease activities and evacuate its staff and patients. Local staffer Durholm Abu Ibrahim, who evacuated with the Indonesian volunteers, says before the war, the hospital played an important role in Gaza.
There are many hospitals in North Gaza, but most are smaller. The Indonesian hospital in Gaza can do procedures like brain surgery with the advanced equipment that it has.
The Israeli military has provided evidence showing Hamas using hospitals to conceal their activities, including through a network of underground tunnels.
They launch rockets on Israel 75 meters from an hospital.
U.S. officials haven't seen intelligence suggesting such a structure exists at the Indonesian hospital. Representative from Mercy Indonesia, the Indonesian nonprofit that funds the Indonesian hospital in Gaza, are skeptical that their hospital was part of the militant group's network. Eddie Wahyudi led the construction of the hospital from 2011 to 2016. He described what he found at the site when building began.
We dug 6 to 8 meters in, but didn't find the structures that were said to be like tunnels. In that depth, we only built a basement.
One political analyst told VOA that staffers at Gaza hospitals might not be actively colluding with Hamas or aware of Hamas activities near the facilities.
Not all of the hospitals in Gaza have tunnels under them. And even those that have tunnels, they are separated in a way where most of the patients and most of the hospital doctors and most of the nurses are not aware that Hamas is operating underground.
Mercy is now raising funds among Indonesians who have long sympathized with Palestinians with the aim of helping Gazans reconstruct their life following the war.
Ini kan 30.000 lebih ya orang yang luka-luka, Bu. Ya, maksudnya kan puntung kaki, mata buta, macam tangan, ya.
30,000 or so wounded, we're prepared to provide prosthetic legs or arms and help with the patient's physical rehabilitation.
The Indonesian hospital in Gaza has been in operation since 2016. But according to hospital workers, the fighting has left it so damaged, it may never open again. Yuni Salim, VOA News, Washington.
The future of the use of artificial intelligence in running of elections in Africa will come under the spotlight next month. This will be at the inaugural Political Campaigns Expo to be held in Cape Town, South Africa. One of the organizers, Zefa Shamba, says heads of state, opposition parties and electoral bodies from Zimbabwe and other African countries will be participating at the expo. Shamba spoke to us earlier on about the expo, scheduled for January in Cape Town.
So this is mainly discussion around the role of AI in political campaigns and how that can be leveraged on to make campaigns more effective and also to enhance citizen engagement across the continent of Africa.
Which countries are you targeting as you go into this conference?
So this is basically a conference that is international in its approach, but it's more Afrocentric in terms of our deployment in this upcoming expo. So we are basically covering the entire continent from North, West, East, Central, and Southern Africa. Currently, 37 countries have confirmed to be coming. So as you can see, it's an endeavor that Africa is basically coming up to learn more about AI tools, the pros and cons of it, and how they can be able to take advantage and jump on the bandwagon of AI as it relates to political campaigns.
And how has AI been received in Africa from what you're seeing, especially when it comes to politics?
So when it comes to politics, it's not being used in the mainstream, as it were. So many advisories who do political advisory, they use AI tools to enhance the work that they are doing. But to say AI is being used directly, we are still learning as a continent, and so is the world. So AI is being spoken about all over the world. But its use cases, basically, we are at the infancy of it. We're going to have more use cases for AI, but right now we're at the beginning of it, and we thought Africa should also join the conversation.
That there was Zep Shamba of the Political Campaigns Expo speaking here at VOA HQ in Washington. The director of Zim Rights, a rights group based in Zimbabwe, Zikamai Bere, who is currently here in the United States attending a conference commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in New York. Bere says his organization has been working tirelessly to highlight some of the human rights abuses in Zimbabwe.
Munomu America ta fambira memberoro the 75th anniversary ye gwaro re Universal Declaration of Human Rights riri kupembererwa passports.
Muri ipapo tinoona kuti munyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino pane kuchikorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kuri kunzi kuri kuramba kuchikwira. Izvi zviri kutaurwa here kumusangano uyu?
Hongu zviri kutaurwa. Tine zvikamu zvakawanda wanda. Isu tiri muchikamu cheinonzi iyo Symposium on Strength and Solidarity. Zvinoreva izvi ndezvekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kurwira kodzero, kwete muZimbabwe chete, asi pasi rose. Tingakurudzire sei kuti vanhu vange vachimira navo yatinoti muchirungu solidarity. Saka takabuditsa chisungo chinonzi icho Manifesto on Solidarity, chatanga tichikurukura tiri muNew York, chikatambirwawo nevanhu vakawanda wanda. Iri igwaro richazobuda mukati memazuva mashoma anotevera.
Musangano uyu muri kutaura kuti wanga uri kuitirwa kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana, tisananguriro yekuti zviri kufamba sei?
Musangano uyu wanga uchiitwa muNew York, uchihostwa neve Ford Foundation. Asi uine vanorwira kodzero vanobva kunzvimbo dzakawanda wanda vari pasi pechirongwa chinonzi icho Symposium on Strength and Solidarity. Izvi zvinongoreva izvo kuti kana vanhu vachirwira kodzero munzvimbo zhinji vanowanikwa vasina rutsigiro vachipinda mukati menyatwa. Munoona nyaya dzekupambwa zvikuru kwemaactivists akawanda, vamwe vachisungwa vachitenherwa muzvitirongo. Zvatinongochema nazvo kuZimbabwe izvozvo, kune vamwewo vakawanda vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vanenge vachichema nazvo. Saka mukati memhemberero dzeUniversal Declaration of Human Rights tiri kuti isu tingaite sei kuti tiratidze kubatana pamwe chete neavo vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu. Gwaro reUniversal Declaration of Human Rights rinoshaya simba kana pasina vanorwira kodzero dzacho dziri mugwaro iroro. Saka tiri kuchema chema tichiti aiwa ngatibatane titsigire varwiri vekodzero dzevanhu.
That there was Zikamai Bere, the director of Zim Rights, speaking in Harare here in Washington at VOA. Meanwhile, the self-appointed interim secretary of CCC, Sengezo Shabangu, today named 4 members of Senate and 3 members of proportional representation to replace the members he expelled from these positions. This is happening despite the CCC opposing the move, as the matter of recalls and appointments is still in the courts. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live this discussion on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Today we're discussing about the political crisis in the Citizens Coalition for Change following the expulsion of lawmakers and councillors by little-known Sengezo Shabangu. Why is this happening? Who is to blame for the problems in the opposition? Let us take a look at this issue without rose-tinted glasses, because doing so, Zimbabwe will never move forward as a nation. Let us now take you to our to contribute on this show. We are actually expecting to be having the spokesperson of CCC, Promise Mukwananzi, in Harare. But in his place at the moment, we have Tawanda Jokora, while we are trying to get Mr. Mukwananzi. And going back, our topic today, we are doing this because doing so, Zimbabwe will never move forward as a nation if we don't look at what is happening within the opposition. Let us have your honest thoughts and contributions. And to deal with the elephant in the room, we have Mr. Tawanda Jokora. Mr. Jokora, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mavelas. Thank you, Muria Zimbabwe.
Thank you there for joining us. So, you know, it is clear that your leadership has lost control of CCC to Mr. Shabangu from what we're seeing. He is doing what he wants, and you are unable as CCC to stop him. What's your take?
We have not lost control of anything. President Tamisa is firmly in control of the party. As we are speaking right now, you'll be addressing a very big rally in Chitungwiza on the 17th of December on Sunday. And we are also going ahead with our presidential dinner, a fundraising dinner that helps the disadvantaged in the country. I know with all that is happening, people may think that Shabangu is now in control. We know, as everyone knows, that it's not Shabangu, it is ZANU-PF. And they have been trying to destroy the people's movement from the very start of CCC, just like that they did with the MDC. But what we know as citizens, they cannot destroy a people's movement. They can cause problems here and there, but they will not destroy our will, because our will comes from our hearts. The people that support President Chamisa know why they are doing that. They know that ZANU-PF has failed to deliver. They are doing all these shenanigans so that they defocus us from the main issue, which is the legitimacy issue, which is that Emmerson Mnangagwa stole the election, that ZANU-PF is not the legitimate government of Zimbabwe. So all these shenanigans are just a way of getting the people of Zimbabwe from the main issues that are bothering Zimbabweans, the economic issues, the education issues, the health issues, and of course the massive corruption that we continue to see in Zimbabwe. But what I can tell the people of Zimbabwe is that as a movement, as citizens, we are never going to give up. Shabangu will come and he is going to go the same way that Monzora came. And where is Monzora today? In the dustbin of politics. And before you know it, Shabangu is going to join Monzora and others in that dustbin of politics, because the people of Zimbabwe, no matter how many shenanigans, no matter how many things are thrown at us, we will remain resolutely behind our president, Advocate Nelson Chamisa, because we know that he is going to deliver a new great Zimbabwe for the people of Zimbabwe. In Shona, we say, kana makata akurema, akushura materu, matambudziko atiri kuona nhasi aya, mangwana anenge asipo, nekuti takuda kutosvika, it's darkest before dawn. So Zimbabweans, we are never going to lose hope. We must never lose hope. Let's keep fighting. Shabangu that you are seeing today, you will not be there tomorrow.
On that note, some of your critics say that the CCC makes a lot of impressive arguments, but the verdict is there for all to see. Didn't CCC see this coming, that you know you were heading towards the same trajectory that you saw yourself heading to with Monzora?
There's nothing that you can foresee with a regime, a cruel regime like ZANU-PF. You know, everything that is happening is coming from the playbook of the CIO and FAS. And we as the people of Zimbabwe, we are very much aware. I know people will be saying, oh, you didn't have a constitution, or you didn't have structures, or you didn't have a leadership. We had all those, but we just didn't want to make everything public. But even then, if with MDC and MDCT, with MDC Alliance, we had those structures, we had everything, when you have a government, a regime that doesn't respect the will of the people, that doesn't care about its own citizens, you have problems such as what we are seeing. You were talking about the world coming together in South Africa and looking at how elections should be done. That's exactly what needs to be done in Zimbabwe. SADC, the international community, and everyone who is concerned about democracy and human rights, they need to call out the African government, so that when we have elections, we have legitimate elections, not the shame of elections that we continue to see in Zimbabwe. And if the world doesn't take notice, if the world doesn't do something about it, it means the people in Africa, including the people in Zimbabwe, they will end up using whatever means they have, whatever means they can use to ensure that they remove a corrupt and uncaring government. And I'm saying this, representing millions of Zimbabweans, representing millions of Africans who are sick and tired of what we continue to see in our countries, that there is elections, but those elections are rigged in broad daylight and nothing is done. Then that's when you see that people will end up taking arms and going to war so that they remove this corrupt government. So the world must take notice, the region must take notice, and ensure that elections are done legitimately and the way they are supposed to be done.
Yes, and I know you cannot really speak on behalf of the party, but Mr. Jokora, we've seen public opinion polls showing that the decisions being made by your party's leadership are very unpopular with some of your supporters, especially when it comes to whether some of your members should stay in parliament or not. What's your take on what we're seeing happening? I think we might have lost Mr. Jokora there, but he's back. So what my follow-up question is, what do you say about what we're seeing happening? Your party came out and said they were going to consult with the people on whether or not, you know, lawmakers were going to stay in parliament. But yesterday we saw a statement coming to say the party had made a decision, lawmakers were staying in parliament. What exactly is going on?
Yes, you know, the people in parliament were voted in by the people in their constituencies. So it's only right that they are given time to go back and consult with the people that voted them in. And then, obviously, that issue has to be revisited. But you cannot just pull out members of parliament without giving them time to go and consult the people that went to the ballot boxes and voted for them. They voted them for them for a reason, so that they are represented in parliament, so that their concerns are heard in parliament, and then issues within their constituencies and councils are also heard. I don't think it is a problem. All the members of parliament that I've spoken to, they are ready to withdraw from parliament. They are ready to move away from parliament, and I'm sure that's going to happen.
But we've seen recent public opinion polls done on X, formerly Twitter, by Zim Live, and another done by Mr. Charlton Wende, who's a member of your party. And all the party, you know, all the polls had over 80% responses of people saying, get out of parliament. So are you going to respect that wish, or where does that stand?
I think it has to be an inclusive poll. The people on Twitter and also the people on the ground, both groups of people are important. So the verdict is out on Twitter, but I think it's also crucial that the verdict is also heard of the people that are on the ground, of the people that are on the constituencies. And marvelous, I think it's also important for people to note that you don't just withdraw members of parliament. You withdraw members of parliament, and then there's an action plan. If people are going to withdraw members of parliament and then they sit at home, I don't think that will help anyone. It has to be from parliament, from council, into the streets, and together we make the country ungovernable. The people in Zimbabwe staying in the streets, the people in the diaspora closing down embassies, that should be the roadmap, that should be the plan, and I don't see that not happening in the near future. But everything has to be planned, and it has to be done in a manner that will not disadvantage the nation, you know, when we look forward.
Thank you there, Mr. Jokora. We have a question from one of our followers on Facebook on VOA Shona. There is Munyaradzi Mukonzi, who says, what is the next plan apart from the rally and the sweet, soothing statements from Mukomana?
Well, definitely, people are tired. We are angry. Zimbabweans are angry. And I can tell you that anger is going to come out very soon, and the people will see. There has to be a political settlement. There has to be a political action to resolve what is going on in Zimbabwe. President Chamisa has tried to reach out to the government, has tried to reach out to Mr. Mnangagwa, so that there is dialogue, so that there is a discussion around what is going on in Zimbabwe. But Mr. Mnangagwa is putting, has not been responding, has not been forthcoming, which means he doesn't care about the plight of the Zimbabwean people. And now the only way is to confront the regime, to confront Emmerson Mnangagwa head on. And I can tell you that protests will be happening. People are going to show their anger everywhere. And we urge Zimbabweans across the political divide, because this is not a CCC issue. It's a national issue. It's a national crisis that must be resolved by all Zimbabweans. When a demonstration, when protests are called, whether in South Africa, Zambia, America, UK, Canada, we want to see all Zimbabweans coming out. Let's not be armchair analysts. The time for us to just sit on Twitter and Facebook and come here and speak, that time is over. And now need people to do something, and that involves everyone. A finger cannot be pointed on President Chamisa and CCC alone. This has to be a national issue, and a national solution has to come from all of us. So let's find something to do with what is going on in Zimbabwe. If there is a demonstration, if there is a protest, let's all go together. You know, and it can be done even from here, from America. We want to see people, you know, flooding the streets of Washington, D.C., people flooding the streets of London, people flooding the streets of Lusaka, Johannesburg, Pretoria, and even in Harare, Bulawayo, everywhere. It has to happen like that, and I'm telling you, it's coming.
Thank you so much, Mr. Johora. Please stay on the line. We now switch over to Gibbs Dube, who is going to give us what he's seeing on social media on VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7.
That's marvelous. Here's what we have right now. You know, people are sending messages, lots of messages about this issue. There's Nkululeko Mafo, uthi ngolunyusuku uThalisa uzanqoba. Kasimeleleni one day uzangena kuphela. Kuzobuya ke uhlalazi rengeda ukuthi inkinga yama-opposition leaders balokwesaba kakhulu kanye lokwenziwa i-EFF kule South Africa. Kabesabi lutho, benza ababona kuqondile. Kuzobuya ke uMpumelelo Maphosa uyakhuluma lapha Mavelas ukuthi abantu abalambileyo kabaphume kupolitiki ukuze sibone lapho esiya khona njengelizwe. Okwamanje abantu balambe over. Kuzobuya ke uMthunzi Preserver uthi mina ngicabanga ukuthi aba-opposition basoft kakhulu, abalwi ngokuzimisela ngoba kukhanya ngazani amadolo abo ayaxega. So ke kuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuze sikhiphe iZANU PF embusweni. Kuzobuya njalo uHlabani Nkomo uthi ngaphandle kwama-AK-47 akukho phela esingakwenza, kumele sisebenze njalo. Kuzobuya njalo uLove Dewa uthi amaqembu aphikisayo awala nkinga ngoba akaze abuse ele Zimbabwe. Inkinga umongameli Nangagwa leZANU PF basithwalise nzima. Ngokugcina kuloDalis Gabani Nyoni uthi akukho okunye okungenzakala eZimbabwe besides esikubonayo, kambe singathini Mavelas. So then we've got another message from Kokuletu Mate on VOA Zimbabwe, that is the English page. So Zimbabwe is a closed corporation. Anyway, so that's where we are right now.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Thank you so much there. We are now going to be giving this time to our callers, our people that actually gave us their numbers wanting to participate in the program. But over to you, Mr. Johora, as we nearly round up our program. So what's the way forward, as people are saying, from what we're seeing happening on the ground? We saw Mr. Chabangu today appointing some PR representatives and also senators, you know, in Senate. What's your take?
Well, Mavela, ZANU-PF has chosen to, you know, remove our people from our parliament so that they can help the people of Zimbabwe that voted for them. The only way out now is for those members of parliament and the people of Zimbabwe to help the people of Zimbabwe, their constituents from the streets of Zimbabwe. There is no other way. The only way is for us to throw away our fear and make sure that we do what we have to do. And that means everyone. It shouldn't be a prerogative of our CCC members or President Chamisa. This is for all Zimbabweans. We all need to confront the regime and ensure that we free ourselves. If we do not, ZANU-PF is never going to stop what it is doing. It can only do more. So we have no choice but to get in the streets and ensure that there is freedom, rule of law, and democracy in Zimbabwe.
And another criticism is that your party has not gone to Congress, but if you can just give us 10 seconds of that response.
The Congress is coming. It was always coming. When were we supposed to do the Congress? We changed our name just last year, and you can't have a Congress a few months before a big general election, and we were waiting for, you know, immediately after the elections to do that. And
thank
then
Shabang
came in, and then we got disturbed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johora, there, and everybody who was live streaming with us. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night.